HealthWatch Leeds Work Plan During COVID-19 2020-21. Your independent watchdog, ensuring people's voices are at the heart of shaping health and care services in Leeds. Putting people at the heart of health and care decision making during COVID-19. Focusing on reducing the inequalities gap during COVID-19. Access to health and care services, dentistry, GP access, variations, men's health, digital inclusion, inclusion for all, and transitions. Mental health, young people's mental health, crisis, autism, Leeds mental health strategy, and care homes. Residential safeguarding, mental health, home care, learning disabilities, and care homes. And start with, design with, communicate with, work with, and evaluate with people. How does it feel for me? With People's Voices Group, Local Care Partnerships, Big Leeds Chat, and the Community Health Equalities Project. It's business as unusual during COVID-19 for our volunteers, for information provision for all, for Youth Watch, for Impact, for volunteers, for your Health Watch, for Enter and View, for representation, and for your networks. Our voice counts. Youth Watch Leeds. We're a self-led group of volunteers aged 14 to 25 that are part of the Health Watch Leeds team. Youth Watch members provided a valuable insight into the development of the Young Women's Mental Health event and supported the chairing function on the day and co-facilitation of table discussions, bringing a real energy to the conversations as well as a crucial young person's perspective. A quote from Michelle Kane, the Health and Improvement Principal, Young People's Resilience, Adults and Health Directorate, Leeds City Council. Don't make assumptions. How to improve young women's mental health. Young Women's Mental Health event. On the 5th of March, 12 of our brilliant Youth Watch volunteers, along with two of the MindMate ambassadors, got stuck in to being first up on stage to chair this important event, as well as facilitating all the table discussions. The event was the culmination of Youth Watch spending the last few months working with Leeds City Council colleagues to plan the event. It was attended by around 120 people with a really good turnout from young women. All of the ideas and views shared at the event are going to be fed into the Future in Mind Leeds Programme Board and All-Age Mental Health Strategy for Leeds. A quote from a Youth Watch volunteer. I loved the table that I had to facilitate because we were having a really good conversation throughout the night. We all felt the same way about actions that are taking place for young women's mental health and the changes that could happen. And from Karen Fenton at Forum Central. Well done to the amazing volunteers from MindMate and Youth Watch. We had some really in-depth and emotive discussions on our table, and the two young women from Youth Watch who were facilitating were really great at listening and showed incredible kindness and compassion for people. Unjumbling jargon. Youth Watch filmed and produced a couple of videos this year unpicking the massive jargon that it's still used in health and care. The video set out to highlight the need to use clearer language and explanations so that everyone understands. One of the videos was made to help Yorkshire and Humber Care Record review its jargon when talking about how it wants to share people's medical records. As Rebecca Nickell said, the Communications and Engagement Yorkshire and Humber Care Record, engaging our younger members of society is tricky. But thanks to Youth Watch Leeds and their incredible efforts and creativity, We were able to hear firsthand what their understanding of words and phrases that we often use within the digital health and data sector. Gaining this understanding has meant that we can ensure our language is better understood. Young volunteers making a difference. In the last 12 months, we've formed an ongoing relationship with one of our local secondary schools, Corpus Christi Catholic College, located in Holton Moor. We regularly attend health fairs and give talks to Year 9 and 10 health and social care students who are looking to volunteer or work in the health and care sector in the future. We've recruited several young people to our volunteer program as a result. As Suzanne Pedro, the careers advisor at the Corpus Christi Catholic College, says, HealthWatch volunteers facilitated an engaging session for 40 health and social care Year 10 students at Corpus Christi. Our students really enjoyed getting to know the current volunteers and what they do at YouthWatch and were eager to be involved. Corpus Christi hopes to work with HealthWatch in the next academic term to learn about NHS rights and ways they can improve their healthcare service in Leeds. And Amy Thompson, the PSHCE coordinator at Corpus Christi Catholic College, said, "Thanks so much for running an amazing stall at our health fair. It was great to see our young people so engaged and enthused, and to hear that some of them have expressed an interest in volunteering with your HealthWatch Leeds." If you would like to be involved with YouthWatch Leeds, get in touch with the team. 0113 898 0035 or email info@healthwatchleeds.co.uk. The team: Harriet, Dex, Tatum, Stuart, Craig, Parveen, Anna, Sharanjit, and Hannah. Our plans for next year. Looking ahead to next year with the impact of COVID as our backdrop, our work plan surprisingly remains the same as we had developed before the pandemic. Our focus on hearing the voice of inequalities feels as important as ever. How do we support Leeds to be a city where we see inequalities reduce during COVID, not increase further? A key part of our role in this is to ensure and champion that the voice of people, especially those with the greatest health inequalities, is heard. Within Leeds, the People's Voices Group, PVG, gives us a great opportunity to continue to make this a reality, and we look forward to working with all our health and care partners over this year to really make sure that the voice of people is heard in the design, delivery, and evaluation of our health and care services. Whether that be through the How Does It Feel For Me, the big Leeds chat, or our new weekly check-in listening program we've developed in response to COVID. In terms of themes of our work, mental health continues to be a core priority. We will build on the work from last year and really play our part to drive forward making the Leeds mental health strategy a reality in the city. We will be providing our usual energy and drive to the Inclusion for All work, aiming to make services accessible for all. Hearing the voice of people in residential settings, especially during COVID, will form an important part of our work. We'll work hard to ensure that we hear the voice of those who are often heard the least. And then, as an organisation, we will continue to be out there in possibly new ways to listen to the people of Leeds and their health and care experiences. We'll also be thinking about our carbon footprint and really looking at the way we work and how we can make our own contribution making Leeds carbon neutral. I would also like to say a big thank you to everyone who has shared their experiences with us over the last year. Every call and email we receive is used to feed through our work. And finally, a big thank you to the HealthWatch team. Everyone involved with HealthWatch Leeds is absolutely committed and passionate about making Leeds the best city for health and well-being, and it's a huge privilege to be part of that team. Please do get involved with our work, whether by sharing your experiences, volunteering for us, or just telling your neighbour about our information and advice telephone line. All the best, from Hannah Davis, CEO, Healthwatch, Leeds. Healthwatch Leeds Board. We are fortunate to have such an active and experienced group of board directors, most of whom have joined in the last year or two and have brought a new energy and drive to the work that we do. The current board, including co-opted directors, provide the strategic oversight to our work and have a key role in decisions about finance. Our board of directors: Joanna Barshak, John Beale, Chair, Oliver Corrado, Hannah Davis, staff member, Josephine Magula, Oliver Mansell, Andy Morgan, Paul Morin, Deputy Chair, Stuart Morrison, staff member, Jonathan Phillips, Graham Prestwich, Angie Pullen, Richard Taylor, and Denise Wall. Co-opted directors are Susan Morrell, Hayley Greenwood, Natasha Lambert, and Eileen Mitchell. Susan Morrell says, "I'm enjoying working with the other directors and staff team. Healthwatch has an excellent and supportive organisational culture, which enables everyone to contribute using their unique skills, knowledge and experience. I have been able to contribute to board discussion and took an active part in the Big Chat event." Jonathan Phillips says, "The Big Leeds Chat, Mental Health Project, Youth Watch, all driven by enthusiastic and skilled staff and volunteers. It's been so inspiring to be a part of such a lively organisation, giving voice to the people of Leeds." And Paul Morin says, "Working with the team and volunteers, I've experienced a real commitment to engaging with people and enabling them to have a voice about how services are provided across health and care. Equally, I see Healthwatch using the information gained from engagement with local people to influence decision makers and, as a result, the health and well-being of citizens. Within this, the desire to reduce inequalities is always at the forefront of all work. I look forward to working with the team and volunteers in the next 12 months and continuing to make a difference for people in Leeds and beyond."